It's now time for our weekly How's Business segment, a segment where we learn a bit more about your business, and a segment that we've decided to rename as of this week, for now on, My Job Rocks. On last week's show, we spoke to Timbertina Shear about her job as a professional lumberjill and logging sports competitor. In this week's installment of My Job Rocks, we're going to talk to Leslie Areola, a professional organizer. She joins us from her home in Amherst, Massachusetts. Leslie, thanks for joining us on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Leslie, what does a professional organizer do?
A professional organizer can do a large variety of things, stemming from working with individuals in their offices, to working in someone's home or garage, to working in someone's car. I've even done students in dormitory rooms.
So this is working largely one-on-one and just trying to help people get organized.
That's right. People call me with varying degrees of being overwhelmed by whatever it is, their stuff, and just can't seem to handle it themselves for a variety of reasons.
If I'm hiring you, Leslie, how much am I paying you, and how long does the job usually go?
Well, payment varies depending on what part of the country you're in and what you're doing. So it could be anywhere from, $45 an hour to $150 an hour.
Okay. How organized are you personally? I assume you're at least average.
Well, as I tell my clients, it's not about being neat. It's about the ability to get neat. So if you have a lot of things going on and I personally like all my stuff out ready to go if I'm working on various projects. But if I need to put it away or I need to organize it if it gets out of hand, then I can handle it. My clients, when they call me, don't have that ability, and that's what I need to teach them.
And is it fair to say, without demeaning them, and by the way, I've been kind of like them in the past myself, that their moms and dads didn't do a good enough job teaching them how to get organized as kids?
Well, sometimes it's that they haven't had a good example. Most of the time, it's things like ADD. A lot of my clients have attention deficit disorder.
Makes sense.
Whether they've been diagnosed or not. So that and that often runs in families. So if you have disorganized parents who don't know how to get organized, then they can't teach the kids. So a lot of what I do with my folks that have kids is try to encourage them to include the kids in on their learning process, and also because you don't want to be picking up behind these kids for the rest of their lives.
Leslie, does disorganization make you anxious when you walk into the home, let's say, a disorganized home? Do you just feel like going bananas?
No, it's great. It's wonderful to organize somebody else's house and not my own. That's what works. And it's funny, a lot of my clients say they can organize other people, but they can't organize themselves. Mm. So I think, you know, it's always about a person's own attachment to their things and their stuff and their systems that gets in the way. So for me, it just looks like a great challenge. And once we have gotten over the hump of them being overwhelmed and learning to work as a team with me, and we make a huge difference somewhere in the house, all of a sudden there's like this whole relaxation in their bodies and in their minds is, oh, I really can get organized. I can deal with this pile of stuff, and I can get back in control of my life.
And now I want to just name a few places around the house or my life and get a few tips from you if you were to come in and help me organize them. Let's start with my closet. Can you give me a good closet tip?
In general, closets become a catch-all for everything. So if you can, for any space, if you can define what it's going to be for and only those things, and then put like things with like things.
Ah, yes.
That's a good start.
Good advice. How about my junk drawer? Are you an opponent of the idea of ever having a junk drawer? Is that unconscionable?
No, I'm not an opponent of it at all. If the junk drawer takes up prime real estate, like in the kitchen, then I think that's not a good idea. But I think that for the least amount of hassle in your brain, if you don't know what it goes to and you've got a small place, you know, it doesn't take up a big place in your life to keep those kinds of things because you're nervous that you'll know what it is the minute you throw it away, then I think that's a good idea, because the least amount of decision-making on that sort of little tiny stuff is helpful. Mm. And eventually you can throw some of that stuff out.
On a related note, what about a miscellaneous file in my file cabinet?
A miscellaneous file.
Yeah, miscellaneous.
Well, There is a section that's called what I call everything else, rather than miscellaneous. And it has some organization to it, too, but it just doesn't warrant one great big category. Mm.
I'm glad to know there is room for everything else, and I have to believe a few people just cheered in their cars. How about my basement? Is there, I mean, I get the part about like things with like things. Is there a basement-specific observation that you have in our daily lives?
Yeah, almost all of my jobs, no matter where they start in the house, actually begin in the basement. The basement is the key to getting things out of what I call prime real estate.
One more area of our lives I'd like one good tip on, and that's my small business. If I'm a small business person, what do you typically see in my office that I should be changing around or fixing up?
This is really important. The whole point of getting organized, either business or home, is to set yourself up to succeed. Most businesses have evolved. They started with a phone, small businesses. They start with a phone and a file cabinet and a Rolodex. And they evolve and they get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger in their work that they do, but they never create systems. So when they go to expand their business, they are running off of piles. They are running off of non-systems. The tendency or the likelihood, the probability that they will make a mistake or forget something increases. And so their ability to succeed is challenged by not having any good systems in place.
We've mentioned you're from Amherst, Massachusetts. What is the name of your business, Leslie Areola?
It's called Systems and Solutions for Chaos Control.
It sounds like something we all need a little bit more of. Leslie Areola is a professional organizer. She joined us from her home in Amherst, Massachusetts. Leslie, thanks for joining us on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thanks for having me.
Does your job rock? Do you have a unique job you want to talk about? Or perhaps you have an interesting approach to a not-so-unusual job. Either way, we want to hear from you. To be featured on My Job Rocks on the Motley Fool Radio Show, give us a call at 866-NPR-FOOL. That's 866-677-3665.
Just keep me in your junk drawer. I've got nowhere left to go. You're gonna leave me, and that cold wind starts to blow. And if you throw me away, you might find you might want me back someday. Oh yeah, so keep me in your junk drawer.